This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
Essential tremor is a common movement disorder that's involved with tremor or shaking of your hands usually when you're moving.
It affects about 10 million Americans and really about 4 to 5% of Americans over the age of 65.
When it first started, I didn't know what was going on. All of a sudden, I looked at a traveling sidewalk, couldn't get on it.
Folks have tremor that's so bad that they can't write their name, they can't bring a glass to their mouth without spilling it, they can't feed themselves or dress themselves.
The basic things become very difficult to do, or maybe impossible.
We don't entirely know what's responsible for essential tremor. There's a genetic component, and it's a condition that tends to emerge later in life and progresses as people get older.
25 years ago is when it became to where it hampered my everyday activities. Working on equipment, using tools, wrenches, unable to pick up small items.
I love to write something to somebody. I can no longer write. People say, let's go to lunch. You say, yeah, I'd love to go to lunch with you. Guess what? That'd be the most embarrassing thing in the world. So you isolate yourself, and that's not good.
I'm normally a very outgoing person, and I like hanging with people and having a barbecue and drinking a beer, those kind of things, and I stopped doing it.
I drove myself into a closet. Every morning I wake up, the depression had just taken me over.
And for years, I would go to a doctor, and the doctor would say, I don't think it's Parkinson's. What I heard was Parkinson's every time, but it isn't. It's benign tremors. Boom, and it's fixed.
I went to doctor, fantastic hospitals, but at the end of the day, the solution I couldn't find. A long trip to California and I found her. She's called Dr. Doris Wong. She came in, I was sitting there and I thought, probably bad news again. And she looked at me and she said, I can help you. You're Santa Claus.
Typically, when somebody's diagnosed with essential tremor, either by their primary care doctor or neurologist, the first line of treatment is medication.
But unfortunately, for about half of folks, the medications just don't work. They're either not sufficiently good at controlling their tremor or they have side effects that are just not tolerable for them.
Then it's time to talk to them about possible surgical options. There are two types of surgical treatments for essential tremor. One is called deep brain stimulation, or DBS for short, and the other one is high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. So DBS involves implantation of electrodes in the area of the brain that's involved with tremor generation, and it uses neuromodulation, basically pacing the brain cells to get rid of the tremor. The advantages of DBS is that it's a reversible and adjustable procedure. We're not destroying any brain tissues, and if the tremor progresses, you know, we can turn up the DBS or try to program around it. Or if we run into side effects, we can potentially turn it down or, again, try to simulate different parts of the brain. Now, the downside is it is a more involved procedure involving implanted hardware. And so those may need to be adjusted, and some of the hardware may need additional surgery, for instance, to swap out the battery. So it does have some surgical risks. High-intensity focused ultrasound, also known as HIFU, or sometimes referred as, you know, focused ultrasound or FUS, is a way to lesion the brain using high-frequency energy sound waves.
And those ultrasound waves are generated by little ultrasound emitters. The device that we use in our HIFU treatments has over 1,000 of these emitters that are arranged in a hemisphere, basically. And you can think about each of those emitters as being kind of like a beam of light. We take those beams and we focus them to a point in the brain, which allows us to create enough energy at that particular location in the brain to heat the tissue up. But in this case, rather than light, we're using ultrasound as the energy source.
What we do is lesion the part of the thalamus called the ventral intermediate nucleus of the thalamus, which is involved with this abnormal tremor generation. It is irreversible, but the advantages are that it's incisionless, doesn't require drilling a hole in the skull, so there's no risk of bleeding, no risk of infection.
So people have known for quite a while that this nucleus in the thalamus was important in terms of tremor and that if you lesioned it, you could help tremor go away. But the way people targeted where that nucleus was literally by measuring a certain number of millimeters left of this structure and in front of that structure, that's where it is. You can't really see it. And so they would just target using what they call stereotactic coordinates, which works sort of okay on average, but there's a ton of variability in terms of exactly where that structure is. So what we've learned in recent years is that we can use different kinds of advanced imaging, MRI imaging, to really pinpoint exactly where that nucleus and where those important tracts are in each individual's brain. It's spatially precise, it's highly controlled, and we're targeting the individual anatomy and fiber tracts of individual patients to really personalize the treatment to get the best clinical outcome while minimizing any risk of side effects.
The amount of time it takes to do the procedure from, you know, frame placement to the time you get off the MRI table, it takes about an hour total. And the sonication, so the part where we actually lesion the brain, takes less than a minute.
Perfect.
Okay.
55, yeah. Exactly what we wanted.
In terms of efficacy for focused ultrasound, I would typically see about 80 to 90% tremor control, meaning tremor reduction, immediately after treatment.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Very good.
I'm good.
Yep.
The effects may wane over time, but overall, I would say the 5-year durability, which we have data for, is about 70% tremor reduction at 5 years. An effect may last much longer than that, just the published data is not out yet. Most of the time, you know, patients with essential tremor have tremor in both sides. And with the focused ultrasound, we have to separate the treatments by 9 months. So if we treat one side, patient may still have remaining tremor in the other hand. So typically, we tell them to remain on their tremor medication until the second side is treated. But once their tremors are gone, they can eventually wean off of all their tremor medication.
Straight. Mm-hmm.
After I had my first procedure done, my daughter saw me write my name for the first time and just went, whoa.
You can have folks come in with that kind of debilitating tremor, and then 3 hours later, you know, they're drinking, they're eating, they're writing their name for the first time in years. It's transformational for people's lives. And to see that transformation happen in the space of like 3 hours without having to do any sort of surgery necessarily or put someone to sleep or drill a hole in their head or anything like that, it's kind of like watching something out of Star Trek, to be honest with you.
The most dramatic handshake.
Well, when you see people's hands, you stand up. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Somebody said I hugged her a little hard, a little tight, but you know what? I'd do it again. She may have one coming tomorrow. But I left. I went down the street. I haven't been able to eat soup in 10 years. Ordered me a bowl of clam chowder. Loved it, enjoyed it, didn't spill any of it. And I think, you know, next thing on my list is a glass of champagne. You know what? Little things like that are really what life is made up of. And I got it back. And when you get it back, you know how much it means to you. And so I'm living the dream.
So many times after the procedure, there's tears. You know, the patient is crying and we're shedding a tear because we're so happy that they're happy. And
you know, my wife and daughter were there today waiting, and when I came out, they were emotional because they've been on this trip with me. And They see the difference it makes in me. It's given me confidence, I think a certain degree of self-esteem. It's allowed me to go back and make social contacts and think about others down the road. It's changed me in a positive manner. There are some side effects like numbness in the mouth and the discomfort of having the procedure done, but they're nothing compared to what's down the road, you know?
I mean, there are some potential side effects in the short term due to brain swelling.
So it may make people a little unsteady in terms of their balance. It may cause them to have a little bit of numbness or tingling in their mouth or in their fingertips. Or sometimes people have changes in their taste. Usually when that swelling goes away, those symptoms go away as well. You know, after a couple of days, most people are back doing their normal activities.
If there's someone out there that is it worth it? Should I say, do it. Look into it. This institution will give the person the information they need to make the decision. And I say, do it yesterday.
The University of California, San Francisco was the end of the road for me. You know what? It was the starting line.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.